This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you could improve in any of these areas I just mentioned, stay with us. Because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own transformed study kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Deal with How You Feel.
When you use your anger for your benefit, that's selfish anger. That's a sin. When you use your anger for the benefit of other people, that's righteous anger. See, anger is not a sin. The Bible says in Scripture, be angry and sin not. It's what you do with that anger, and it's the reason you're angry that makes it either sin or not. You can get angry. If somebody hurt my wife and kids, I'd get angry. Because anger is sometimes an evidence of love. If you never get angry about anything, it means you're apathetic. It means you have no love in your life. Because if you love something or someone and somebody hurts them, you're going to get angry. That's the natural thing. Love gets angry. God gets angry. And the only reason you have the ability to get angry is because God gets angry. God gets angry at sin. God gets angry at evil. God gets angry when women are raped. God gets angry when children are molested. God gets angry when people are abused and misused and injustice. And so you could take a negative emotion and you can use it in a positive way. Let me give you another example. Many of you have wanted to be married, and it just didn't happen. And your love has been blocked to date. Some of you are married and you've wanted to have children, and it hasn't happened. And your love has been blocked to date. What do you do with a blocked love? Do you pull yourself back into a prison, lock the door, pull up the drawbridge, fill the moat with alligators, and say, I'm never going to let anybody hurt me again? No. What do you do? What do you do with a blocked love? You rechannel it. Maybe you didn't get to love the person you wanted to love, but the world is full of people who need your love. Maybe you didn't get to have the children you wanted to have, but there's 137 million orphans in the world, and there are children on your street who need your love. You rechannel a blocked love. You use it for good. You don't stew in your hurt. You use it for good. If you don't change the emotion, you channel the emotion, and you use it for good. When Matthew died, I entered into the most deep possible grief you could imagine. I'm still not out of it. And I cry every day for the death of my son and the loss of his life. But I decided from the first moment that I was going to channel that grief for good, and that I would use my pain to help other people. And Kay did too. And we have been doing it. Because I'm not about to waste a hurt. I'm not about to waste any pain that I go through. If I'm going to have it, I'm going to use it for good. What pain in your life are you using for good? Maybe you have been in so much pain, you didn't even want to talk about it. Then you need to learn to manage your emotions. You need to name it, you need to challenge it, and then you need to channel it. If you're not going to change it, and use it for good. And God can use it in your life. Your greatest ministry could come out of your deepest pain. Your greatest ministry will not come out of your strengths and successes. You do your strengths and successes, people just go, well, goody for you. You're good at it. But if it comes out of your pain, then it can help others. So you change it or you channel it. Now, what about those ones that need changing? How do you tame a wild emotion? You say, I am a worrier and I cannot stop worrying. And I can't stop that emotion. I just worry. I am a perfectionist and I can't stop it. I just criticize and judge and pick and nag. And I am lazy and I just tend to be lazy. All these emotions in my mind, fear, I'm a fearful person. Anger, I'm a naturally angry person and I lose my temper. I either blow up or I clam up, and there are different kinds of, there's Mount Vesuvius and there's the mute and there's the martyr, poor me. There's lots of ways, but it's a problem in your life. How do you tame a wild emotion? Well, not by willpower. The Bible says this in Zechariah 4:6. You will not succeed by your own strength or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty, Zechariah 4:6. You don't change an emotion by willpower. I'm gonna force this change emotion. It doesn't work that way. He says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Well, how does that happen? How do you let the Holy Spirit change an emotion that's hurting you and hurting other people in your life? Let me give you two starter suggestions. Number one, every day ask God to fill me with his spirit. I don't get out of bed, my feet don't touch the ground without me saying, Holy Spirit, fill me today. I need your spirit in my life, because it's not by might nor my power, not willpower, but by my spirit, I'm gonna be able to manage my moods and my emotions today. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says this, when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace. We could stop right there. I'll just take those three. My life would be a whole lot better if my life was just filled with love, joy, and peace. Wouldn't yours? But there's nine of them here. Nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, and peace. Patience. Anybody need that one? Kindness. You are kind when the Holy Spirit fills your life. When you're unkind, there's no way the Holy Spirit is filling your life. The Holy Spirit does not motivate unkindness. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. You're gentle when you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're gentle with kids, you're gentle with your spouse, you're gentle with your customers. And notice the last one, number nine is what? Self-control, circle that. Self-control comes from God control. Self-control comes from God control. The more I let God control my mind and emotions, the more self-control I have. I don't become a religious nut, I become more self-controlled. A lot of people think, if I let the Holy Spirit fill my life, they're going to turn me into some nut religious fanatic. No, if you let the Holy Spirit fill your life, you get more self-control than you've ever had in your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Have you ever noticed that the world has ever-changing, so-called answers to your relationship struggles, solutions to your financial troubles, and explanations to your search for meaning? But what the world offers often leaves us empty and searching for more. The good news is, God's Word contains timeless truths that can transform every area of your life, from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called Transformed. In it, he'll help you discover the key biblical principles that will completely transform you by changing the way you think. Pastor Rick covers every area of your life: spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. filled with weekly lessons, daily devotions, and exercises to help you go deeper in God's Word, this 7-week DVD and workbook study is perfect to do on your own or with a small group of friends. We'll send you the Transformed Study Kit as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
A lot of people think, if I let the Holy Spirit fill my life, they're going to turn me into some nut religious fanatic. No, if you let the Holy Spirit fill your life, you get more self-control than you've ever had in your life. That's a good thing. Now, it says, when the Holy Spirit controls our life, he fills you with this. When you're filled with love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, that's a whole lot better than being filled with anger, worry, fear, guilt, shame, worry, and all these other things. So what about it? When you're put under pressure at work, at home, or anywhere else, do you know what comes out of you? Whatever's inside you. And if you're filled with worry, fear, doubt, loneliness, envy, jealousy, bitterness, gossip, when the world puts on pressure, you know what's going to come out? Worry, fear, doubt, anger, ego, and all those things. But when you're filled with the Spirit and the world puts pressure on you, you know what's going to come out? Love, joy, peace, patience. If I take a bottle of shampoo and I squeeze that bottle, what comes out? Shampoo. If I take a tube of toothpaste and I squeeze it, what's come out? Toothpaste. Peanut butter doesn't come out, toothpaste comes out. Why? Because whatever's in it comes out when it's under pressure. That's true of your life. Whatever's in you comes out when you're under pressure. And the more pressure you get, you see, when I'm full of myself, almost anything can tick me off. When I'm full of God, nothing can tick me off. I'm filled with love and joy and peace. Doesn't matter what happens, I can handle it. This is nothing. It can just handle anything. So whatever's inside of you is going to come out. So the first key to management of emotions is to be filled with the Spirit so that you're full of love and joy. It's like if you got a cup of coffee and you shake it, whatever's going to come out is what's in it. Be filled with the Spirit. And that's what's going to come out in your emotions. Number two. The other thing to do, not only every day ask God to fill me with the Spirit, but every day ask God to help me manage my mouth. You knew I was going to get to this one. Every day I ask God to help me manage my mouth. When I get up in the morning, I say, Lord, put a guard on my mouth. Just zip it up. Don't let me say stuff. The Bible says in the multitude of words, there is sin. Proverbs 13:3 says this, self-control means controlling the tongue. Now, this is what the whole chapter in the book of James is about. There's a whole chapter in the book of James on the power of your words and your tongue. And it says, you know, a giant horse, you could have a rider on the horse that weighs 1/4 the weight of the horse, and yet it's controlling the horse. Why? Because there's a bit in the horse's mouth. And wherever the mouth goes, the horse is going. Same's true with you. The Bible says that your tongue is like the rudder on a big ship. Little tiny rudder can direct the big ship in any direction. And the tongue is the rudder of your life. What you say is where you're going to go. And you're not going to experience what God wants you to have until you say what God wants you to say. So you say, Lord, help me to manage my mouth. Now here's the last key. Write this down. Make God's word my word. Make God's word my word. In other words, begin to put the words of the Bible into your mind. Memorize some verses. Write them down on little cards and memorize them. Write underline verses in your Bible. Read the Bible every day. Listen to the Bible. Get the word of God in you every day. Feed yourself on the word of God, because then when his word becomes your word, you're going to see miracles take place in your life. Psalm 119:11 says this, I have hidden your word in my heart. What's your heart? That's where your emotions are. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In Psalm 19:14, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Notice the connection between your heart and your mouth. What's inside your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Jesus said, it's not what goes in you that makes you unclean. It's what comes out of you that makes you unclean. And my heart is revealed in my words. So some of you, what you need to say is, God, I need a heart transplant. I've had a bitter heart. I've had a worried heart. I've had an angry heart. I've had a lonely heart. I've had a prideful heart. I've had an arrogant heart. God, I've had a jealous heart. I've had an envious heart. I've had an impatient heart. God, I need a heart transplant. And when you say that to God, and you say, fill me with your spirit, he'll put a new heart inside of you. And when you get a new heart, you get new words. And your words direct your life. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you that you are an emotional God. I thank you that you gave us the ability to feel, that we're not robots, that we're not unfeeling, uncaring, that we can experience both highs and lows in life. Help us to avoid the extremes of emotionalism, that all that matters is how I feel, and stoicism of feeling that things aren't important. Feelings aren't important at all. I thank you for the book of Psalms that show us that every emotion actually is understood by you, and that you can give us the power to change it or to channel it. Now you pray. Say, Lord, I know that my feelings are often unreliable. And I don't want to build my life on feelings. I want to build my life on your truth. I don't want to be manipulated by other people or by Satan. Or I don't want to be manipulated even by my own old nature. But I want to be self-controlled and alert. More than that, Lord, I want to please you. And I want to do the things that please you. And I want you to be the Lord of my emotions. And I want to succeed in life by being controlled by your will, not by my feelings. So help me to practice what I've just learned this week. When I start to get upset, or when I feel overwhelmed by a very strong emotion, help me to name it. Help me to figure out, what am I really feeling, and what's the trigger? What triggered me, and why am I feeling this way? You've said in your word that wisdom gives a man patience. Help me to understand my emotions and where they came from. And then, Lord, help me to challenge my emotions, to not automatically accept them as the gospel truth, but to ask, is it true? And is it helpful? And is holding on to this emotion going to get me the result I need? Help me to realize the real reason that I feel what I'm feeling, and to challenge my emotions and not just automatically accept them. And then help me to change or channel what needs to be changed, and channel what could be used for good. Dear God, beginning right now, I'm asking you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want my life to be filled with love, not hate, with peace, not chaos. with joy, not sorrow, and with patience, not impatience. Lord, I want to be kind. Fill me with goodness. Fill me with faith. Fill me with gentleness. Fill me with self-control. Help me to develop the habit of asking you to fill me moment by moment. And then, Lord, most of all, I ask you to help me to manage my mouth. May I learn to put your words in my mouth and to speak the word of truth. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, you know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a vegan leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
During this series on transformation, we've been talking about 7 key areas of your life: spiritual health, physical health, mental health. We've talked about emotional health, your relational health, your financial health, even your vocational, your career health. God cares about every one of these areas in your life. And did you know He wants to bless each of these areas? And He's given us principles and steps in His words for living healthy, fulfilled lives, not for our happiness alone, but ultimately for God's glory, for His happiness, for His joy. God enjoys watching His children be effective in life. Now, the truth is, we can't change or transform these areas on our own. We have to start trusting God to create the changes within us. The Bible teaches that the closer we get to God, the more our lives will be transformed. And in Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You'll find me when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else." So I want you, and I want me, and all of us to get serious about discovering God's wisdom and allowing Him to transform our lives. Imagine the difference the world would be if lives were really transformed by the grace of God. Now, it's always been my goal here at Daily Hope, not just to show you what God says to do and how to do it, but to supply you with practical tools for doing it on a daily basis. So I've created a special Transformed Bible Study Kit. Now, in this kit, there are a number of resources that I want you to have. First, 7 lessons on DVD that help you go deeper and explore what the Bible has to say about each of these 7 key areas of your life. And then there's a 225-page workbook filled with tools for personal evaluation, goal setting, daily devotions, verses to memorize, a place to take notes and journal, information about additional resources. This study kit can be used not just in your personal life, but as a small group study guide with your friends. I want to send the Transformation Bible Study Kit to you as my gift to tell you how much I love you and to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. If you can give any kind of financial support to keep this broadcast expanding throughout the world to share the message of hope of God's Word, I want you to have the Transformed Bible Study Kit. When you give to Daily Hope, it helps us share the message around the world in places where there are no Bibles, no bodies of Christ, and no believers. I want you to know that I love you, and I thank God for you, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.